Hey, it's Mark Kay. Welcome to Big Brocast. I guess I should point out this is not officially sanctioned by anybody at CBS or Big Brother. And if they found out about it, they'd probably like shut us down. So we don't tell them. But it's very exciting because we've had a lot of stuff happen in such a short period of time on this show. It's only been like three episodes. Let's see. Only. And all of a sudden we've had, you know, somebody that went mentally crazy with Josh. And then we had another girl leave yesterday, Megan, which we're going to talk about here in just a minute. And then we had Paul come back, and there's already like 14 couples who are hooking up in the house, which is crazy. And here to discuss it with me today is Leanne, whose last name is Brothers, which is perfect for this podcast. But now, you've been watching Big Brother for how long? How many seasons?
Geez, I want to say since high school. So Brandon and Rachel was the first season that I watched.
You were in high school when Brandon and Rachel? Oh, great. That's fantastic. Now, overall, since this is really like our first full episode, what do you think of the cast so far this season?
All right. Well, Renee, first off the bat, we have to like her because she's in radio. So,
the girl from Dallas.
Yeah, we're going to root for her just because we're in radio too, so we have to. Honestly, I was hoping Josh would hold off on breaking down until like the fourth episode. So at least I could like call it.
Yeah.
After day one, I kind of knew that was going to happen.
But yeah, Elaine, I think is her name, by the way, one from the radio.
Yes.
She works for a different company. And we will root for her, but we will also not like her company.
Okay.
But here's what we have going on. Yeah, she's pretty. Here's the thing. It seems that for whatever reason this season, the guys and the girls, because usually it takes a couple weeks and there's maybe one or two showmances, but I think they all jumped in ready to do this thing because Elena has already hooked up with Mark.
Yes.
With the big thick neck.
Yeah.
And then Cody has already hooked up with Jessica, like the hottest girl ever on Big Brother. And he also has a big, thick neck. Something about dudes with big, thick necks. The gray-haired dude, what's his name?
Matt,
that's right. He hooked up with the girl who dances, Raven.
Raven.
Which I didn't see that coming.
But I like her.
No, I like her.
I think she's quirky.
It's my daughter's favorite, I think, because she has the Minnie Mouse ears.
Yeah.
When she does her hair like that. And then everyone else is kind of like an outsider. Now, let's talk about Megan a little bit, because Megan, I read this earlier in the day that she has PTSD because she was in the Navy. And apparently what happened was when everyone started yelling at her and hating on her and stuff, she said she was having flashbacks, or she said she was, you know, it was she was reminded of when she was attacked in the Navy by some guy. And that's why she went into the diary room for like 3 hours and then eventually left.
Right. I mean, I don't blame her. I don't think she was going to win after all that went down. It was like day three and she had the whole house against her. So,
yeah, but she was probably going to get voted out.
Right. Exactly.
So why not just stick around?
I don't know.
You could throw the power of veto. You could. I mean, she must have really had an issue. I'm a little shocked that they didn't bring Cameron back.
They should have done that because I feel like he was somebody everybody was rooting for. He's like an Ian.
Yeah.
Where the nerd kind of makes it pretty far, but I guess he was a big threat, so they called him out early on.
Maybe that's why they got him out early on. But I thought, you know, for sure, because here's the thing. We didn't even have an eviction. Megan got up on the block, then she decided to leave. So really you had an open spot. You could have brought this kid back in.
Right. It's a summer of twists.
That's exactly.
That would have been the perfect twist.
Right exactly there. Right. And then of course, if they hated him that much, they could have just put him right back up on the block and left it at that. Now here's the thing that I thought was kind of weird. Alex, the little girl that, Panda Pow Pow, the
pow,
whole
pow.
Thing that went down. She was talking to Cody, who's HOH. And Cody was throwing her a lifeline, saying, hey, join us. And she's like, no. And he's like, well, if you're HOH next week, if you win HOH, who are you going to put up? And she looks at him and says, probably you.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Thank you. I'm not the only one that thought that.
You just have to lie to not be put up on the block. It's really not that hard. And then next week, if you win HOH, go after him. It's fine. It's Big Brother. It's what you do.
But yeah, I didn't understand her thinking there. I guess she didn't realize that honesty is not the best policy when you're playing a game for $500,000.
Right. Especially with Cody. He's so straightforward.
I mean, she should have. I mean, the smarter thing to do was realize, hey, this guy is leading the house. He thinks he's got the power to put you up on the block later today. And he's asking you to join him. Just say, great. Yeah, let's do it. Let's go all the way. Have him put someone else up on the block. And like you said, next week when
HOH. You can get all the intel and then tell it to your outsider friends.
See, it annoys me when people are that dumb. So now she's got to go.
Yeah.
Jillian, who do you now? Okay, let's make some predictions because we've got the power of veto coming up. It's going to be Alex, who's a tough competitor. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Jillian, who's not that tough a competitor. It's going to be Cody again, and then the random people that they choose. Do you think if one of them comes off the block, are they going to put up Paul as they talked about? Are they going to backdoor him, or are they going to do? Well, he can't be backdoored, I guess.
No, he has that necklace.
Yeah, that's right. I just forgot about that.
So I would say that he's going to put up. what's the other? Ramsey.
Ramsey's.
I think they're going to put him up if Pow Pow wins, which I think she will. She's a beast, so.
Yeah, she'll go up, she'll take herself off the block, and then he'll put up Ramsey's. It's tough when you have these people that you want to put up, like Josh can't go up on the block because he got that golden apple.
He'll be the target next week. They have a couple easy targets for the next couple of weeks if they can stick to it, but nobody ever does.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's against him. I don't know.
Let's talk about the Summer of Temptation and this Den of Temptation where they go in and one by one they find out if they're the ones being tempted, if America has given him the special power. Paul gets 3 weeks worth of safety, which, as he said, is like a mini vacation in the Big Brother house. He's absolutely right. 3 weeks worth of safety is ridiculous.
I think he's going to make it pretty far.
Well, he's going to make it, absolutely, at least to the second month.
Well, yeah, that too. But I think he could make it top five.
And then the thing about that, now the downside to that temptation is that somebody who he chose randomly, which I didn't like. I thought he was going to be able to actually pick the person.
Right.
But it was this random jar that he slid forward. And
with
so
the
we,
numbers, but it doesn't even make sense. Why wouldn't they just put people's names on the back?
Yeah,
what
like
does
we
the
should,
number correlate to?
I guess they don't want the audience knowing until it's time. Because maybe then we would vote for that person to be in the den next week. I don't know.
They could get a temptation to get them out of it or something.
There's some reason they want to keep it secret from us. But I guess we find out. Here's what I think happens. It must be that at the next nomination ceremony, they're going to say, hey, by the way, you have to nominate this person for the next 3 weeks. So you only really get to nominate one other person.
Which is easy on the HOH.
Right. Unless the person who's the HOH has one of their, unless the person Paul picked is one of their alliance members.
Yeah.
It's pretty. Anyway, I kind of like the twists and turns. The cast is kind of decent so far. I like Paul. I hope he stays around for a while.
I do too. He's a great character for the show, honestly.
Yeah, he really is. Some people that we haven't seen a lot from so far. Christmas, we got a lot of her in the first episode. Mm-hmm. Matt, we're kind of learning about. Dominique has been kind of quiet. We haven't really seen a lot from her. She's been kind of hanging around.
Yeah.
Elena, we talked about. Jason Dent is the rodeo cowboy, the rodeo clown.
I do like him.
You do like him?
He's out there, but I like him. He reminds me of John from The Doctor.
Yeah.
Crazy Doctor.
He's going to have to make some moves. He's going to have to make some alliances. Otherwise, he's not going to last that long.
He's with the old Boston guy.
So I like the old Boston guy.
Me too.
Kevin Schluber is his name.
Yes.
And Kevin to me is, here's the thing I like about Kevin. He comes in there, he grabs the $25,000 right off the bat, which I totally would have done. Then he gets all sweaty and takes off his shirt, which was weird. But then he not only does that, he's the first person to get a friendship bracelet from Paul. He has this thing where he has to throw the HOH, but then it doesn't matter.
Because his
because Josh grabs the golden apple.
Couldn't have worked out better for him.
This guy is just cruising through this game.
And I don't think he's ever watched the show before.
No, he never has. He has no idea.
When Paul walked through the door, he goes and says, "Who's that?"
Yeah. And Nicole came in, remember? And they all started freaking out. And some girl walks over and goes, "She won last year." He goes, "Oh, okay, cool. What's up? How are you?
Loved your season."
He is. Yeah, there's something weird about him, but you're right. I feel like he's going to go pretty far, too. Let's see. Who else haven't we seen a lot from? Jessica. Well, everyone knows her. Cameron's gone. Mark, we see him. Megan's gone now. Josh. I mean, I'd like to see less of him.
Yeah, Ramsey's has been pretty quiet, too.
Surprisingly, isn't it?
Yes.
I thought that guy was going to be like the annoying one that we saw. Like
it's
Frankie.
Still early. I feel like early, the characters that they talk about a lot, they're gone by a couple weeks in. Maybe because they're the biggest targets. But
We'll see what happens with the power veto. And then the live show is on Thursday. And then they'll pick a new HOH. Now, here's the thing with Josh. Enough time and enough stuff is going to go down between what Josh did with Megan and the next nomination ceremony that I don't even know if he's going to be nominated anymore.
You might just want to keep him in your back pocket.
Yeah, I don't think he'd fit. He's kind of a big
dude.
Yes,
technically no.
No, you're right about that, though.
But because if somebody gets HOH and they don't want to make a big move, he's an easy target to just say, hey, you start a lot of drama, we don't really want you here, and just use him. That's what I would do.
If he keeps his nose clean, though, if he says nothing, if he doesn't piss anybody
off. Do you
really
think that's possible?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think so.
If he keeps crying every day, maybe we'll be like, dude, just get home. But here's the thing. The opposite could be true. You could just carry him for weeks because whenever you want to get rid of him. It's going to be crazy. Well, we'll see what happens this Wednesday, Big Brother on CBS. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. We'll do it, whenever we can. But that's it. All right. Any predictions for anything you want to say about the power of veto?
Oh, I don't know. I think Pow Pow's going to win it. I hope she does, honestly. I love it when people have to get taken off the block. And I mean, Cody doesn't seem to mind to put blood on his hands, so hey.
No, he sure doesn't. Those Marines, they're like that. All right, I'll watch Big Brother and then listen to the podcast.